Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, Chicago, it's Mully here.
And David Haw. We're always starting your day with the best Chicago sports talk. Mornings 5:30 to 10 on The Score.
And don't forget, if you miss the show live, you can always get us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Catch every show, every hour, every segment of Mully and Haw on demand.
It's so easy. Just open up your favorite podcast app, search Mully and Haw, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show your way and on your time.
Spiegel and Holmes.
Just to be clear, like, we love fun.
Afternoons on The Score.
So, I think it's time to play the game.
We're playing the game?
Yes, we're playing the game.
Do we have to play the game?
What's the game?
The game is categories. We usually do it on our show from 2 until 6, but the midday show was nice enough to let us hang out here because we have flights to Vegas. Uh-huh. They're going to be at Old Crow in Wrigleyville thanks to Budweiser from 2 until 6. So you're like, I miss Layla and Marshall and Groats. You got them starting at 2 o'clock today.
And the way it works is the host, whoever it is, chooses a couple topics that are in the zeitgeist of the sports week. Two sports categories, one pop culture. Texture suggests that one of the categories is NFL players with over 10 children. Let's go.
All right, I only got two.
Thanks for listening. But no, Chris Tannehill, you're in charge. What you got?
Tanny does tremendous job with everything he touches.
Hello. Since 1984, the NFL has handed out Players of the Week award for each conference, and only 13 times have the Bears been represented on the offensive side of the ball following Caleb winning it this week.
Wow.
Who are the 13 Bears since 1984 who have won Offensive Player of the Week?
Who's going first? That's a wonderful category.
Yeah, first we'll go Spiegs as per his contract, then we'll go Lawrence, then we'll go Alex.
Oh my God, I'm scared. Offensive Player of the Week. Caleb Williams.
That's right. 2025, week 3.
Matt Forte.
Matt Forte, friend of the show. 2010, week 1.
Excellent.
Olin threw a hell of a block on that screen pass. I remember that one.
6 touchdown Trubisky.
Why, Alex?
It's not Fitzmagic today. It's Trubisky magic.
You got it. 2018, week 10.
That's a great job, Alex. How about Justin Fields?
Yes, Justin Fields.
What's the time frame again?
This was since 1984.
13 players.
Walter Payton.
Walter Payton did it 3 times.
Alex Kuhn.
Jay Cutler.
That's a good guess.
Jay Cutler did it 2 times.
That's a very good guess. All right, now it gets tricky. I'm going to go with Brandon Marshall.
Brandon Marshall never did it,
Spiegs.
Press conference of the week, he won that award.
I think Alshon Jeffrey did it, though.
Ooh, he did not.
Damn it.
Alex, a lot of names available.
A lot of phone calls. A lot of good real estate.
Thomas Jones.
No.
Let's go around again.
Yeah, because there's some obvious names on here that we're missing.
All right.
At least in my opinion.
Okay.
The guy who created the category. Yeah. Who has all the names. Idiot.
They're obvious now that you've written them down. How about Jim McMahon?
Jim McMahon did do it. 1985, week 1.
Okay, I know
I
know that he won Offensive Player of the Month. But I'm wondering if he won the week. Rex Grossman.
He did. 2006, week 15.
We're back at it. We back. Alex?
Did Devin Hester have a big offensive game?
He did not. He was not one of the award winners.
Okay. Should I keep going?
Yeah, because we're still in competition.
Oh, yeah, we are. That's an excellent point. God. How about...
Yeah.
How about Anthony Thomas?
Ooh, A-Train. 2001, week 14.
Thank you very much. I remember the big ones.
I'll just go quarterbacks.
We got four names left.
Mike Tomczak.
No, Tomczak did not do it.
Jim McMahon? Oh, I already said Jim McMahon.
We said that. Come on, Speaks, for the win.
For the win.
For the win.
Another quarterback.
Can I give Speaks a hint for the win to keep it moving? He's on the roster currently.
He's on the roster currently.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, Chicago, it's Mully here.
And David Haw. We're always starting your day with the best Chicago sports talk. Mornings 5:30 to 10 on The Score.
And don't forget, if you miss the show live, you can always get us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Catch every show, every hour, every segment of Mully and Haw on demand.
It's so easy. Just open up your favorite podcast app, search Mully and Haw, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show your way and on your time.
Currently,
yeah.
Tyson Bagent?
DJ Moore.
Yeah, Lawrence with the win.
All right, you got
DJ Moore. Other names?
Oh, that's right.
Of course, we had Josh.
Remember,
I do.
We had Josh McCown.
John, he's calling from Braidwood. He's on The Score.
Hey, guys. I think you're putting the wrong emphasis on McCown's
It's
value.
McCown. It's not McCown.
Tag J.
Yeah.
You still got a legitimate backup in McCown.
But you don't
McCown!
Have
McCown!
Whitey.
McCown! It's not McCown!
McCown.
No!
Other names on the list, Neil Anderson back in 88, Jordan Howard back in 2016 when John Fox just gave him the rock every time out. And famously, guys, week 8 of 1990, the Bears offensive line of Jimbo Corbett, Mark Boards, Jay Hilgenberg, Tom Thayer, and Keith Van Horn won.
The whole line?
The whole line got the award after a 26-6 win over Tampa, 187 rushing yards between Brad Muster and Neil Anderson. That day in Tampa. All right.
That was a great category.
That's beautiful they got the award.
They did, yeah. I'm like thinking 1990 for those guys, like, was that like the last hurrah for those guys all together?
Pretty much. Yeah. It was the last hurrah.
Yeah. Exactly. All together.
By the way, this segment is being brought to you by Old Republic Kitchen and Bar, ice cold beer, legendary food.
All right, 30 men in the NFL have traded in wearing the silver and black for a gold jacket to be Pro Football Hall of Famers in Canton, Ohio. 30 Raiders represented in the Hall of Fame in Canton. Who are they?
That's a good list.
Howie Raiders. Long.
Howie Long, of course, yes.
Alex?
Marcus Allen.
Of course, yeah.
Mike Haynes.
Yes, good job. Lawrence?
Jerry Rice.
Yes, so that does count. So if they wore the uniform and they're in the Hall, they're on this list.
Tim Brown?
Absolutely, go Irish.
Cliff Branch.
Yes, good job.
Kenny Stabler.
Absolutely, the snake.
Anyone else going to play, or?
Is it Spiggs?
Back to Alex.
Right? Alex, yeah. Some guys that played in your era, Alex. You remember these guys.
Yeah, I'm freezing today. I think it's the midday show. I'm out.
The midday show is not in the Hall of Fame, but they're not eligible yet. They will be.
How about, Lyle Alzado in the Hall?
No, he's not.
Damn!
Lawrence, you got
a
lot of iconic names on the table here for you.
I want to go back.
Marcus Allen.
Said already.
Dang it. Al Davis.
Al Davis is in. So Lawrence wins.
Ted Hendricks. Ted Hendricks, the story.
Yes. Ted. So other notable names, John Madden.
Oh, yeah.
Randy Moss.
Oh, yeah.
Gene Upshaw.
Of course.
Charles and Rod Woodson. Executive Ron Wolf is also in there. Ray Guy. Hey, Guy. I'm not your buddy, Guy.
And I'm not your guy, friend.
And George Blanda and Fred Biletnikoff.
Biletnikoff. I was going to guess. Shame on me. Damn it.
All right. So you kind of see where my brain was going here with that segment last hour with Leo DiCaprio. He's got 45 acting credits on his IMDb. Now, the man is just 50 years old. That's a lot of credits with 30 feature films to his credit. So I need 30 of the feature films, any one of them that Leonardo DiCaprio has been in.
Outstanding.
So we'll start with Alex this time.
Titanic.
Very good. Yeah, Titanic.
I'll go with What's Eating Gilbert Grape.
Absolutely.
Django Unchained.
Yeah.
Wolf of Wall Street.
Ooh, we're flying through these. Yep.
I'll go with The Departed.
Absolutely.
I can't believe I'm forgetting the name of the movie. I know the movie.
This is that categories thing where you just freeze up sometimes with stuff that you know. This is why I blew it on the Robert Redford category.
The movie where they're... Inception.
Absolutely, Inception.
Nice job.
It's the third round that is dooming me, guys. I'm out.
Okay.
The Aviator.
Absolutely. Lawrence?
I think I'm out.
Dun, dun, dun.
Yeah, I'm out. I'm out. Damn it. For the win, Speaks.
For the win. Come on, bring it home.
Yeah,
bring it down and bring it home, Jerome.
I'm thinking of the one where he sleeps inside the bear.
Yeah, I mean, that is...
Is that The Revenant?
The Revenant.
All right.
Speaks wins. I just helped him out.
The Revenant.
All right.
The Revenant.
So okay, I'll just go Basketball Diaries, Diamond, Catch Me If You Can, Don't Look Up, Gangs of New York, Great Gatsby, J. Edgar, Killers of the Flower Moon, Marvin's Room, One Battle After Another. That's the new one that's coming out. I forgot to mention that. That's why I picked it. That's why those guys were on that podcast.
Yeah.
New Paul Thomas Anderson movie coming out on Friday. I may have to find a movie theater in Vegas. Revolutionary Road, Romeo and Juliet, This Boy's Life. Once Upon a Time in Hollywood also, if I didn't say that one.
Yeah.
So. Good job. Well done.
That's a great job hosting there by Chris Tannehill. Is that the first one that came to you? And like when you saw Leo and you're like, I want to host this week? Was it that?
No, actually. So I was just telling Alex, this is really inside baseball categories. I was telling Alex. So that popped in my algorithm last night and it got me thinking. I had categories prepped a couple days ago and I decided to switch out 66% of the categories. I changed out two categories on the Metro this morning.
What'd you have?
Well, no, I'm not doing that. Because now I have two fresh categories that I could do at any point next time I want to host
it.
That
was excellent.
But the Caleb news changed it. I had something else for that. So it got me looking at the Bears Offensive Player of the Week. So.
Cue up Ron Coomer. That's how you do it.
That was fun.
That sure was.
So I'm just happy to bring the pride and the integrity back to categories.
It's about time. We needed a host that wasn't plagued with scandal.
I thought he was going to do a scandal intentionally, so that would be three, so there would be nobody left to host categories. I thought this was some sort of sabotaging move, but did a great job. Integrity restored to categories.
Tanny has now been appointed permanent host of
fun
categories.
Exactly what I need during football season. Now, Alex told me during the break off the air, I'm going to be this guy, he said he had a conspiracy theory about me hosting categories.
Yeah,
would you
I
like
just
to
shared
share
it.
That? That was the theory?
That was the theory,
okay,
yes.
Okay, I gotcha.
Oh, okay. Then he was going to intentionally... He was going to throw it?
Yes.
He was going to throw the game?
He was going to throw the game and categories.
Yeah, I thought he was scouting my tendencies as host.
He was going to be the Sonny Listed of categories? Can't have that.
No, that's not a thing that you can have.
No.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hey, Chicago, it's Mully here.
And David Haw. We're always starting your day with the best Chicago sports talk. Mornings 5:30 to 10 on The Score.
And don't forget, if you miss the show live, you can always get us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Catch every show, every hour, every segment of Mully and Haw on demand.
It's so easy. Just open up your favorite podcast app, search Mully and Haw, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show your way and on your time.